Tuesday, June 25th. It's a little after 10 p.m. at night. I am strolling out front of the Spring Hill Suites Marriott in, I believe it's called Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Langhorne? Something like that. This fine establishment is literally next door, where it's like a 2-minute walk to the entrance of Sesame Place. And I'll get into my Sesame Place review tomorrow. That's right, kids. 2 days, or 1.5 days at Sesame Place. We're going all in for my guy Bodie here. So after a full day tomorrow, I'll have some thoughts on that place. But I'd like to understand more about the way that hotel management groups work. Because this is, you know, called the Marriott, and there's obviously Marriott is a massive brand and they're all over the place, but there's such a large scale or wide spectrum of hospitality that Marriott puts their name on. How do they make those decisions, and are they sometimes the owner of the property, of the real estate, and most of the time not, and just a name that comes in as the management group for the people who do own the place, and they just stamp their name on it? I'm curious how their operation works, like where they're like, all right, this place is in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, doesn't have a restaurant, doesn't have a pool. It's like, we're gonna put the stamp of Marriott on it, but like, are we sending our B-minus staff there to run it? Whereas, you know, the Marriott, I don't know where, on the beach in Barcelona, that has a restaurant and a bar and a rooftop and $600 a night rooms, we're sending our A-team there that also speaks Spanish, our bilingual A-team. Is that how it works? Somebody enlighten me on this whole thing, because I'm sure it's like somewhat familiar to me in terms of hospitality and management groups and people taking over clubs and promoting. Like there's some synergy there, some parallels there. I'm always just intrigued by that whole thing. Like, okay, I guess I'm staying at a Marriott. That's not bad. But if this place was Spring Hill Suites with no Marriott stamp on it, would I have considered this as a place to stay for Sesame Place? I don't know. So I get the branding part of it, but I'm curious about the Marriott decision-making. Anyway, this is what I'm thinking about as my two kids just fell asleep at 10 o'clock, and I'm outside walking around in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, about to try to scoop up some ice cream like a dick. Hope you guys are having a good night. Long day at Sesame Place tomorrow. Shout out to Big Bird.